Okay, we're live. We're officially live.
Woo, Facebook, hello.
Okay.
I'm excited about this. I actually, Dennis, I had to re-sign up for Facebook. I have not been on this platform in years.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No, I also had to reactivate my profile. Yeah, it feels good to be back.
Why'd you guys stop your Facebook accounts?
Well, my friends told me they felt like I was kind of like bleeding out on Facebook too much, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like cries
for help. I posted a risque photo and nobody wanted to see that, and I got flagged as adult material.
Oh. You got flagged as adult material?
It was me wearing a towel. I was fine with it, but people thought it was a little bit too risque for the platform.
And what was what was the caption?
Is this too risque?
Oh, and people said yes.
Yeah, I got a lot of thumbs up that people were just like, we do acknowledge that this is too risque.
I think part of it was like the towel placement, because it was really just around, I would say, from like right below your nipples to right above your hip bones.
Yeah, and it was more of like a gift because it dropped and it was only being held up by my genitals.
Hey, like guys, I'm in. Oh. Hey, guys.
Are you in?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in. It was very easy this time. I just clicked the link.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey. I'm starting to realize maybe all the times we were late before was just because we're stupid.
Yeah.
This was very simple. I just clicked the link, popped right into the stream. So,
I mean, we try to keep it. You know, I feel like the challenge is that sometimes Microsoft Outlook tries to put like the meeting name of the whatever we're using, colon, and then the URL. And sometimes that click doesn't work. Or you might click on it and it brings you to a Google or a Bing map. Nobody needs that. And so I think sometimes it gets overly complicated in a sense. So it's sometimes a challenge. Sometimes it's not.
Welcome back.
Yeah, this time it wasn't.
Welcome back. Well, with that tidbit, welcome to the Bureau. This is the FBI's first podcast where we give the general public a little sneak peek into what we do behind the scenes. My name is Emily Cassino. I'm the profiler here, and I'll let my colleagues introduce themselves.
Hey, what's going on? You know me, long-time caller, first-time listener, Kettle Black, polygraph examiner for the FBI. Lies, here's a little thing. The blacker the lie, the sweeter the truth.
Wow. So
is that how that idiom goes?
Yeah, it's the blacker the lie, the sweeter the truth. So take that with you.
So the blacker meaning like what?
The darker the lie.
Darker,
so like the more
meaning
insidious
like
the lie?
Yeah, the more insidious the lie, the sweeter it is once you get that truth.
See that? I kind of wish the word black wasn't associated with insidious, don't you though? Like,
no, I'm okay with it. It helps.
Okay, all right. I was gonna suggest we make a change as a culture, but nah. Okay, we're good.
Nah, pass. Too much work.
Awesome. It's a lot of rebranding, Emily. Yeah.
Can you imagine how hard my job would be as a polygraph examiner if we change the culture?
Just one word gets changed.
One word gets changed. Well, I can't call someone. You're lying black right now. My name's Kettle Black. What am I supposed to do?
Well, your last name is Coffee.
Yeah, my last name's truly Coffee, but people just call me Black.
And you don't feel like that would clear anything up. You know what? I think we've
never
gone
mind. Far. Yeah.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Well, I am Dexter Animus with Health and Human Resources, and I just want to remind everybody your body is a blessing, also a weapon.
Oh, I'm sorry, not to interrupt Corny, but I just want to say I had to re-register my body, and I did not pass, so I need to talk to you, Dex, offline about that.
We will make sure that you get the appropriate paperwork, so no problem.
Okay, great, great.
Ew, what's wrong with your body, Kettle?
I have, well, the doctor put it in terms I didn't understand, but I looked it up, and they said I got man boobs. And he said, your weapon is not fine-tuned.
Oh, he body shamed your man boobs. I don't know.
Well,
if that's right.
That's what Dr. McGorry said. So, you know, I was just registering my body for the year, and he said, your weapon is not ready for the year.
And Dr. McGorry does not pull any punches whenever
he really doesn't.
So he really, really challenging.
He's a straight shooter. Well,
straight shooter.
I just feel like that's discrimination because female boobs are fine on the Force. So why aren't man boobs, right?
Don't get me started. And I told him, I said, once I took off my bra, I said, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I've got man boobs. I'm still fit to do a polygraph. And so I technically am not allowed to do an official polygraph until I get my body re-registered.
Why do we even have to call them man boobs?
That's what I was saying. I was like, why don't we come up with a different term for it?
Right. But just to be supportive, as I'm sure that bra is supportive, what cup size are you right now, Kettle, so that we could send you a nice gift?
Yeah, oh, I'm a 34D.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that's wow. Pretty big.
Yep. Oh, no, well,
that's good.
Take it easy, Casino. Okay. Take it easy. Still a little bit sensitive from meeting Dr. Magori and not getting licensed. So again, this is affecting my job. I cannot do an official polygraph until I get my body license. So right now they're all just going to be like, I write down what happened and then I got to file a report later.
Well, Kettle, I'll send you an invite to sync up after this, but I guarantee it's going to get lost because I'm using Microsoft Outlook.
Okay. Well, you can just send it to my Gmail.
Okay. Fair. Oh, I get to actually email you on your Gmail?
Yeah, I'll give you the real account. This is serious business.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm excited. This feels like friendship.
But it feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like it, but it's work related. I made that very clear.
Okay. All right. I'm still with it.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Dennis Corney, and I work in the Health and Human Resources Department as well. And I would just like to say, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
Oh,
okay. I like it.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to. What do you mean?
Well,
it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
it seems like a no-brainer.
If you tell the truth, you do not have to remember anything.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, if you're lying all the time, you have to be like, okay, so let me remember what I told this person. It was a lie.
Yeah.
But if you're not lying, then you can forget it.
Good. Ask me a simple math question.
What is 5 plus 4?
5 plus 4, 9. Look, didn't even have to remember that because it's just the truth, I said. I just said the truth. I didn't have to remember that.
It's just a fact you'd memorized. Okay, well.
I didn't memorize it. I don't remember it. I'm just like, well, 5 plus 4 is 9. I'm just going to say the truth, and the truth is 9. So.
But if we asked you something more personal, would you be able to give and produce that very quickly?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I don't lie.
How many times in season 2 did you have coronavirus?
On air or off air?
Ooh, there's no difference. And you also had to do a deep sigh and think about that. So on air, calling off your credibility.
Hold on,
into,
I told you guys
into account.
I told you guys 3 of the times.
Oh, well, I thought we knew of 2 of the times, but
me
now
too.
There's a third.
Oh damn. Okay, so I had it 5.
Oh,
I had it,
here we go.
A total of
here
5 times. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna sit here and be afraid like some other people. I'm gonna live my life, and if it means getting virus 5 times, hey, that's what you gotta do sometimes when you're hosting a belly shot party. You know, where you take shots off people's belly buttons. So
it's just really impressive because it takes like at least 2 weeks to recover. So you got it 5 separate times. You had the you were sick for 2 weeks, and then you immediately got it again.
Immediately, because I was throwing because I got stuck in a loop of throwing those celebratory parties after I got off medication. I was like, I'm feeling so much better. Let's celebrate. And then I was like, God damn it,
starting to feel sick again.
Yeah, I got sick again. There's all these people in my house.
Well, we do want to remind everybody that right now we are kind of extending and opening up everything that we have that's at the Bureau. Everyone is socially distancing and working from home. As a part of this, we wanted to be able to expand our community and kind of talk about everybody that we come into interaction with. And so as a part of this, we have our People of the FBI initiative so that we have an opportunity to sort of know and understand everybody that's sort of behind the scenes that you might not have an opportunity to talk or hear from during this podcast. But we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to hear about everybody that is at the Bureau itself. And so that being said, I'd like to introduce this week's guest. We have Pat Crank. Pat Crank that is joining us today. Welcome, Pat.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
We're doing
good. Great. Yeah. Welcome.
Doing well.
No, it's good to hear it. Just wanted to let everybody know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, Kettle.
Yep, I got checked.
you're doing some self-examinations in the shower. You need to make sure that you're circling with three fingers.
Yep.
In sort of a ripple motion, hitting the
nipple.
Actually,
if you're gonna do it, just turn your camera off. You're doing it as she's mentioning it.
She's walking me through it, so I want to get it right.
Oh no, I know, but I mean, sure. I feel like that's a private thing. I feel like
no, it's not private. There's nothing. I don't need to be ashamed of myself just because I got 34 D's.
No, of course not. That's great.
And also, we can give him some feedback on his technique. That's not a ripple motion.
Well, I'm tugging right now.
It's more of a tug.
Okay, well, that's just for you. That's just
I'm trying to get the antennae up, you know, so.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be, the nipple doesn't have to be tweaked and perked. It can be soft and rounded. I hope it looks like it's cold where you're at. Is that the case?
No, it's burning up in here. I'm just a little bit ready to go. If you know what I mean.
That's you hot then.
That's me. I'm hot right now. I'm burning hot actually.
Okay. It's interesting because it looks like your nipple has like gone back up in to the areola.
So okay. I have an inverted nipple. So
that's what was me.
I feel my right one is inverted. My left one is an outie. So I got an innie and an outie. Best of both worlds, really. And so that's what's happening right now. But I know that it's working. So. I always got to tell myself, that's just my nipple. And that's not a lump. That's my nipple.
Right.
But thank you for
Yuck.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to make sure you're safe.
Hey, if there's anyone who cares about the safety of the Bureau, it's Pat Crank.
Yeah, she does. She keeps us safe. She gets
Did everybody get their case of Kleenex? Everybody
yes.
Got yep. Good.
That was very helpful.
Thank you.
So those were Kleenex. Those weren't toilet paper? I thought those were emergency TP.
Okay, well, they do have lotion built in. Are you feeling a little softer down there?
I am. I was like, this is smoother than the stuff I buy for myself at home. I was like, where do I get this? And then I went to the store, and I had to keep buying like packs of like 50. I was like, do they not serve them in a roll? Because I just want this soft aloe stuff in a roll.
I'm going to be honest with you, Kettle. I don't know that those flush well. I'm just, and they're thick. These are the thickest that I can buy from WB Mason. So.
Oh, they're super thick. They're
quilted.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that explains why I've had some backup issues when I've been flushing. So I won't put those in the toilet anymore. I'll just put them in the trash like I'm vacationing in Mexico.
Right. Okay. And everybody, just make sure, once you empty out the box, get a box cutter, cut the box down. Fold it, flatten it out, and take it out to the recycling bin. You want to make sure that you maintain space in your apartments or houses. You don't want to clutter things up in case of an emergency.
Yep.
If, you have a fire of some sort, you don't want to be tripping on extra boxes that are empty. So once again, if anybody needs me to purchase a box cutter, happy to do it. You could also use a pair of scissors and a pinch. Many of you probably have butcher knives at home as well.
Yeah.
Casino for sure has a butcher knife.
Oh. I have three.
The way she's been carving up guys who we catch.
Oh. Spooky season.
Kettle, of course, is joking. I don't really carve them up. I simply...
Okay, good.
Yeah. No.
That was metaphoric. I was trying to be metaphoric.
That was poetic. Like, maybe carve up their hearts and
Up their hearts. Devour their souls, leave them.
But metaphorically, not really.
Metaphorically,
not
metaphorically. Yeah, metaphorically.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not actively carving directly into a heart, separating out the various tubes.
No.
Maybe slicing it, into a stripe formation.
No, just metaphorically.
Yeah, metaphorically.
Metaphorically, I'm carving in by the right ventricle and then just doing kind of a long, lazy path down to the carotid artery.
A detailed metaphor.
That's very detailed for a metaphor.
Well, I'm also, what particular artery?
The carotid.
The carotid. Not the carotid, the carotid, right?
Carotid. Okay, yeah.
Well,
hold on, Dex. You know and I know that the carotid artery is a decorative artery.
Shut up.
That's in your body.
It's like the protective like lining around the carotid.
Around the carotid.
It's like a corduroy sleeve. Yeah. Around the carotid artery.
Pat, they like to make fun of me. They think I'm dumb. But you guys, I didn't tell you this. I have a little update as well. One of my articles about the smell test got published in a journal. Yeah, that's right.
Journal?
Congratulations.
The journal's called Mind Games. And it's a journal for profilers.
Is it a dating magazine?
Well, it's also a dating magazine, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the journal that on the back has a Sudoku?
Right. Okay. Mind Games, and it also the John Lennon song is also a part. But anyway, it got published, and I'm sure you guys would think it would get discredited. Opposite has happened. It's really taken off. Everyone is talking about my article about the smell test.
Wow, that's
what types of smells can you test? You know, I want. Are we talking bitter smells? Are we talking putrid, acrid? You know, the type that'll burn the inside of your nose?
I know exactly the type of smell you're talking about, that kind of, like, nose burn smell. This is actually just an acronym for my research, but the first S does stand for smoky smell, but yeah, it's for sniffing out serial killers. Everyone's talking about it.
Metaphorically sniffing out serial killers.
Yeah, metaphorically. Yes.
And I've kind of become the you know, darling of the profilers media circuit at the moment, so I'm not dumb, guys. Okay.
Well, that's, you know, nobody is saying that you're dumb.
You're making fun of how I pronounce words.
We're proud of you. I just thought with something, you know, with I wanted to make sure that we got your metaphor correct. That's all. That's all.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna put my friend hat on here and and say to you, I was not making fun of the way you pronounce words. I was just pointing out that the carotid artery is in there, and it's decorative.
You know what you were doing, Kettle.
Hey, I want to back up real fast because you mentioned box cutters and the importance of cutting down boxes.
Whoa!
I just want to follow that because I love animals, and I hate when I see one of those pictures of like all the cardboard that's in the Pacific, and like a sea turtle's got cardboard. It's like stuck in a box.
Right, but have you also seen, you know, some of the really great viral videos of a sea turtle surfing on a cardboard box?
I have seen that. So that's why you got to cut them.
They're so cute.
I try to cut mine in the shape of a surfboard or a wakeboard.
Yeah. Right. So like they understand, oh, this is a wakeboard. I can go ahead and get to the shore here.
It's really nice. Yeah, that's a nice effect of global warming, if I'm being honest. You know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Waves are bigger. Water's warmer.
Turtles have more fun.
Turtles want to surf. We get it.
Turtles just want to have fun, you know?
Now, Pat, I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you first and foremost because it has obviously been a challenge working from home. You have done an excellent job with ensuring that we all have the same. Well, I mean, I know that we just talked a little bit about like waste, but we have the same K-cups that we had in the office that we now have actually at home that you were able to requisition for us. So
thank you.
I tried to tailor to everyone's needs. Kettle, I got your pumpkin spice.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I like my coffee. Like I like my, my ladies, in season.
Okay.
Gross and basic.
Fair. That is definitely how you like women, Kettle.
So thank you, Pat Cranky.
Just want to remind you, you know, with October on its way, we've got Halloween. I'm able to order everyone candy. Unfortunately, all they have available would be Whoppers, Charleston Chews, and Circus Peanuts. Looks like everybody was on the ball this year. So,
okay,
that's all we got.
Ooh, I love Whoppers. Malted milk balls? Yes.
Okay, you've got that.
Do Circus Peanuts actually have peanuts in them? And Kettle, could you eat them?
I stay away from anything that has the word pea and nut, either in it or in the same sentence.
So, okay.
I guess
peanut is like the main.
What about like a pepita? Like, what about a pepita?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, dude. But Kettle, you know what that is, right?
Not really, but I'm out. Just for precautions, I'm out.
You're fine.
Hey, Pat, you wouldn't mind doing something we're doing when we have folks come on the podcast if I give you a polygraph examination real quick?
Oh, absolutely not.
So just so you know, just because, like I said, I'm not licensed. My body's not licensed yet. This is an official. I can't turn this in, but I'm going to do it to keep my skills fresh. So is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's consent to do the polygraph. Okay. Pat, I'm just going to ask you some questions. These are all outside of the first question. Every other question after that will be just a yes or no question. And it's very important that you tell the truth. Because one, at some point in time when I do pass the registration, I will be turning this in to the Bureau. So I'll ask you the first question. That's a baseline question. And then we'll go from there, okay?
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pat, go ahead and tell us your state your name and your occupation for us.
That would be Pat Crank, office supply manager.
Okay, setting a baseline. We got that. Okay. Okay, next question's coming up are all yes or no. But you have the liberty to expand if you want. Okay.
Okay.
First question. Pat, have you ever cranked that soldier boy? Superman that hoe?
So I can say more than just yes, right?
Well, you can say yes or no. These are all yes or no questions, and you can expand more if you want.
Well, yes, I have. If this was 2009, I pranked that soldier boy at a club called Taint. This is a little-known club in D.C. that was opened very briefly. You might know it now as DC9.
Yep, yep.
2009, I'd cranked that soldier boy several times. Okay. That's a euphemism for having sex in the bathroom, right?
I think so, yep. So, okay, so that's right off the bat, she's telling the truth. Okay, I like it. Okay, so let's go to next. What was that?
I guess we don't know if she Superman that hoe. Are you refusing to answer that part of the question?
Oh, yeah, are you refusing to answer the last part of it? Were you?
Oh, well, upon orgasm, I did yell kryptonite.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yep, that counts. That definitely counts.
That counts. Okay.
We've all been there except for Dex. Okay, so I'll do the next question now. if you were going to order Halloween costumes for a significant other, what would you order?
Yes or no?
Yeah. Okay, and you're going to want me to get into it, right?
Whatever you feel.
Okay, happy to answer. Buzz Lightyear would be the costume, but it would actually be Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear. So you would dress as Tim Allen. He would not be in a Buzz Lightyear costume. He would just be Tim Allen walking around saying, "Hi, I'm Tim Allen. You might know me as Buzz Lightyear."
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. It's heady.
Yeah, it's cerebral.
Yeah, it's super heady. It's super.
It's a thinker costume.
Yeah,
real thinker.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, and if someone says, "Excuse me, are you Tim Allen from Wild Hogs?" They would have to say incorrect. The significant other. Well, excuse me, whether that be a man or woman or non-binary, they would have to say that is incorrect.
Yep, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man, you are sharp shooting right today, Pat. Okay, next question. Cats versus dogs and why?
Cat. Why? Because you
cats
have to work for it.
Cats versus dogs and why?
You have to work for it. Oh, I was supposed to say yes or no. Yes. Cats, you have to work for it. A dog will come right up to you. They will love you immediately. I don't trust that. I need a cat that's going to, freak its ass right into the closet and hide there for a day. And over a very long period of time, it's going to learn to trust and love me. I'm going to earn that trust and love.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Pat, I got to say, so far, you have absolutely, this needle has barely moved. I'm just going to be very honest.
Wow.
This needle, I've never seen it this steady. Last time I saw it this steady was goddamn Tony DePalma.
Oh.
Okay. And that motherfucker was lying to me all night long.
That guy's living rent free in your head, Kettle.
But yeah. He really is.
He really is.
He gets under my skin so much. I don't know why he got to live so long, but I just want him to be gone.
There's a 5-bedroom in your brain that resides in.
It's a palatial estate.
Loves it.
So Pat, you're killing this because this needle has not moved like barely at all. But this next question I ask everyone, it usually trips them up a little bit, gets them off balance, but I have to ask it because it's a good one to check the truth meter. Why do you hate interracial porn?
No. That's absolutely incorrect. I, in fact, love interracial porn. I'm not married to any one site. I tend to just open up Google, type in whatever I'm feeling, depending on. I Google my sex videos that I watch for pleasure. One of them is black, white, and black. Black, Asian, black, white, Polynesian, black, white, Polynesian sex, Polynesian sauce, and sex.
The needle has not moved. Like this is unbelievable. I just got to say, Pat, this is you've passed with flying colors. So that is that's all the questions I got. That is
congratulations.
You are a truth teller. I'll tell you that right now.
I will tell you literally anything that you want to hear. Anything that you want to know about me. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that I will lie to you so that I can appease or make you happy. No, I sometimes tell people things that they don't want to know, but they are all true, regardless.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Oh shit, I forgot to plug it in. Okay, well we'll do that again. We'll do that off. Pat, we'll do that offline. Okay,
I won't
take up your time. Yeah, it felt super
true. Look, Kettle, you were able to look at somebody, observe them, and do a visual.
I was doing
scan
a visual pat
them
down,
as they're
so,
doing
yeah.
it.
I was doing a visual pat down. You still look like you were telling the truth. So, but we'll just do this again offline. I just forgot to plug it in, so that's my bad. But that concludes the polygraph, the unofficial polygraph. For Pat Crank.
I think it'd be hard to come up with all those specific search terms if you were just making it up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if you notice, armpits are dry as a bone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're not even stressed out. So it's probably, all that was probably true. I should probably just keep that. Well, I can't. It wasn't recorded.
No. But you're the first person to voluntarily show us their armpit. And I applaud you. That's cool.
That's a trick also. That's usually what I'm looking at when I'm doing an in-person polygraph. I don't care about the needle or nothing. I just check, is this person sweating underneath their armpits?
Well, I've also, Kettle, I've seen you like take two fingers and just kind of like,
insert
them underneath. Little swipe under the pits.
Ew.
Like I'll put my fingers there and then I'll just ask the questions as I'm feeling like.
But wear gloves, Kettle, when you do that. So then how can you feel if there's moisture?
Oh, please stop being such a germaphobe, Casino. You got to get your hands dirty. You're going to work for the FBI.
Says the man who's been sick how many times?
Yeah, because I'm getting my hands dirty. I'm out there. I'm living it.
You were not even getting your hands dirty. You were doing shots off of somebody's belly.
Yeah, and then I wiped my hand across my face, and that's probably
my God.
What did it. Probably what did it.
Oh, Kettle.
Oh, God.
But hey, this has been great, Crank.
Yes, it has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you would like to join us on our little sign-off, we say the same thing every time. Right, guys?
If you
see something... Say something.